for Shizzle. All
right. Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Welcome.
This is Foul Monkeys episode
114.
14? I thought it was 18.
No,
114. Whatever, it's a multiple of four.
This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is Foul Monkeys Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not telling anybody else. Drew is here, and a new friend. His name is Igor. Yes, his name is Igor. He's here. They're listening in. Drew's doing sound.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
So he'll be talking through clips like fucking what's his name from Transformers. Except better, you know.
So I really maybe
and with the appeal of a gay man. Anyway,
so I was thinking maybe we really shouldn't call this Foul Monkeys more. We should just call it Flossie's Show.
Yeah, my mom stole the fucking show, like, totally.
I was like, what the hell?
They love her, and she's funny as hell. And hopefully getting to know my mom through the show explains kind of the way that I am, because I think I'm
racist.
That should be a clip. I think I'm partly eccentric, partly overconfident, partly retarded, and funny as hell. I not to brag, but, I mean, as long as I laugh at my own jokes, and I'm like, all right, I'm funny. I think that's how it should be for everybody. If you laugh at your own jokes and you're funny, don't worry about what other people think. It's all good.
That's true. So I just want to go over a few comments that we had on the on the actual show that we had with her. So, let's see. Jeremiah in Mississippi, you know, he left a nice message for us, and especially the office trick that we should do, or the office present that we should give.
The Negro one?
Can you believe that?
He's such a country.
So he put.
He's gonna get shot.
He was like, "Wow, Mama said stole the show. Love her laugh. Da 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 da. Oh, why can't Drew has the sexiest voice ever? So why can't he totally be gay and into big boys? We love him anyway, I guess.
Dude, like he could get to him anyway. He's in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Ooh, in, kitty cat. So anyway, he writes this long message.
A purring cat.
Yeah.
Noise? Oh my god.
So anyway, he goes on to say, he said, oh, for fun, wrap a cotton plant in a bandana, gift wrap it, and give it to a I can't believe he actually typed this out. Give it to a Negro coworker. The card should read, Dear Office Negro, I just wanted to help you get in touch with your roots. He said it actually happened in his office.
And they all got shut up, and he has bullet wounds in his ass.
Right?
Maybe
could not
Mississippi,
imagine.
But if you go down to Miami, you will get shut up.
Could you imagine someone coming into the office and saying, like,
hello, office
what
Negro.
The fuck? I know.
Would you like some
who
fried
says
chicken?
That? I guess Mississippi people do.
For those of you who don't know, I mean, I don't know. We have new listeners all the time, but Jeremiah is our extremely country reverend friend from Mississippi. Very conservative, very Jewish. And we love him, and he's hot. And I like the pictures of his penis.
Yeah, I know. It's like an oxymoron.
Yeah. Doing Mississippi, yeah. So, he's a cool guy, and he's definitely hot, and I love it when he shows off his webcam, which, by the way, is on 24 hours a day.
Oh.
But it's...
What are you doing watching other people's webcams?
What's he doing inviting me?
What's he doing inviting you when you got a boyfriend?
I can watch. I'm not touching nothing. Hush. Mm,
okay.
Anyway.
You're not touching nothing, huh?
Hold on.
Exactly.
I'm touching with my cyber hands.
So we had another comment from Luke, who's from a podcast called Instant Gratification.
Another gay guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the listeners think we're racist, which we're totally not. They should listen to that show.
Are they like actually racist or are they being funny?
No, they're being funny, but they actually like...
They go through
all of
them. They go like Michael Richards off?
Oh. Okay. It's just... Really weird.
Okay.
But anyway, he said he wants to steal the idea of the previous comment from Jeremiah and use it on his show.
Copyright info, bitch.
He goes, that's so horrible, but so hilarious in the same breath.
Wait, which? Oh, the Negro thing? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Misty says she loves Mama Said. Your mom is so hilarious and cool. Oh, and that place down by Lake Mirror is not a bomb shelter, but it's actual theater.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. It looks like a bomb shelter. Right. Dude, it's caged up. There's iron doors and freaking huge, like, wooden things. It looks like Bomb Central. I don't know.
And then Archer from Archer Radio said that he loves your mom. It kept him laughing through the entire show. You should have her on more often. Well, see, the problem is that she lives in Arizona. Right.
She was just here for like 4 days, but that show was really good. I mean, that turned out really funny.
And then Chris from Las Vegas
said,
best episode ever. You must have her on the program again.
Slut.
Oh.
Yeah, he has a big
Chris?
Penis, too.
How do you know, Drew?
I like turtles.
Oh.
He talks only in close.
I like turtles.
Turtles.
Ellen says Herb's mom's laughing hysterically at her own jokes was hilarious.
Yeah, and then her impersonating herself in a higher voice than her original
voice.
That
was so funny. We totally need to put that into a sound clip and play it.
Yeah. My mom is fucking funny. like this, I hope that really explains why the way that I am. Like, trust me, you know, my whole bitchy streak that I get every now and then, that's from her too. So just watch out, man. My mom's crazy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You have not seen her when there's like one speck of dust on the mirror?
Oh.
It is on. Oh, shit. That's me with the Windex scraping against my face against the mirror. Clean's like belting me into the, you know.
And then Mr. Drew Lennon says he's glad that her nickname went well. It's flying with everyone.
That was fly.
And meeting her totally makes her understand Herb's impression of women.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then then Drew says he wants to fly her back himself.
Oh,
what if
so
Drew
we have,
and Flossie hooked up?
It'd be like Yoko Ono, but not Chinese.
We'll suck a dick up to the hiccup.
It'd be more than that.
I hope your mom doesn't listen to this show.
So our friend Kyle, if anybody remembers Kyle, he was on here about a month and 2 months ago.
Kyle from Kentucky.
He's from California, right?
Yeah, but he lived in Kentucky for 14 years.
Right, like Igor over here is born in Russia, but he lived in New York forever, so he has a little bit of that Brooklyn swain.
Mm-hmm.
Swain. I don't know where I got that from.
Swang.
But Kyle's cool. He's coming to visit. He's going to stay with us for like 4 days, and we'll have pictures, but possibly not
He'll
sex.
Probably do a show.
I'm just trying to
do. Maybe pictures. So.
He'll do a show with us, but we miss Kyle. And
he's hopefully the one that keeps up with our website and does all that good stuff to it.
I miss him. He was like the first friend that I made here, even though he's not from here, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he was a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. Also, bumper stickers. I have three people. I need to have... one second, let me pull it up here. Because I forgot who I need.
Dead Air, brought to you by Worky.
Sorry. Yes, thank you.
All right, so I'm going to talk real quick.
Go ahead.
This is going to be my thing. I'm going to talk about my no's and yes and what's going on.
Do you have a...
I didn't write them up, but I just kind of go on the flare with my mind. Whatever happened to Marvel vs. Capcom, nobody loves them anymore. Apparently they breached the contract thanks to Igor's information over here. Capcom needs to get their shit together and stop fucking Mega Man in the ass with Tron Bonne or whoever. And make another motherfucking game with Marvel people and Capcom people. And they need to have like 80 characters instead of... Well, it has like 46, so it's crazy. But I was always a big fan of two-dimensional fighters, and that's what everybody should check out. If you have not played a Capcom versus SNK or a Marvel versus Capcom or an X-Men versus Street Fighter, go out and play one. They're awesome. They're way better than all this 3D bullshit nowadays. I mean, the 3D stuff is good too, but it's best to go classic.
I have no idea what you just said.
It is okay.
So, oh.
Yeah. That was a fast one, too. Like, cut off, you know?
Oh.
I like turtles.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
I
like turtles. So, I need the addresses of Chris Collins and Cincy Cub.
Oh, he's hot.
I need your addresses.
Every time we talk about him, he's hot. We have to tell him.
And also, Dan from Texas, DJ TX1.
Slut.
Well, I don't know that about him. I'm not for sure about that yet. But anyway, I'm sorry you weren't part of the bumper sticker ones, but you're part of the T-shirt ones, so your name's going in for the T-shirt.
So you're getting a T-shirt like the one you have? The one with us on the front?
Yeah, it'll probably be a white one, though.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, that's what we have from that. And then we also have some new Frapper Mappers. And it's Paul in London, England. Says, hey, guys. And then Miss Ladybug from Starkville, Mississippi. Much love to the Foul Monkeys. So we have some new people there. That's about all that I have. Do you have anything to say?
We're not done. Any crazy?
No, we're done. This is Foul Monkeys Light Light.
Foul Monkeys Diet Light. Diet. Pepsi Jazz.
Right. No, I'm jazz just kidding. Yeah. So, we have to talk about charity.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about Will and Grace for a minute. Kind of like my for this week. That's kind of like my don't, because I have like a, you know, like the checkouts and the
don't
no mores.
Go there.
Will
don't
and Grace is
kind of
like, I don't know. I watched it and I laughed, but it's like, it's funny.
No,
like,
this is Herb. This is Herb. I hate this show. It's stupid. It's so stereotypical. I don't know why we're watching it. It's so retarded. And then who's laughing more in the bed while watching it?
You were tickling me. I'm just joking. It's funny, but it's funny like, wow, I think this is funny because I'm a gay male and I understand the difference between faggot motherfucker and me. Whereas anybody else who watches that show, I think
I wasn't aware.
No,
there was no difference.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. You'll see later tonight. I just don't like, I mean, Igor and I were talking about this in the car. I don't like it because it's like, dude, for anybody else that watches it that isn't a gay male, they, you know, put it this way. Will and Grace is why nobody likes gay people stereotypically. Little John is why nobody likes black people. You know, it's certain things.
I like
things.
How you just put Celine, on Lil Jon.
Celine Dion is why nobody likes white people.
And Canadians.
Yeah, and Canadians. There you go. It's like
French,
it's such
Canadians
a horrible representation of what gay people are. I know Will is not that gay, but he's not a real gay person. He acts as a gay male on the show, so he's not a good representation. Jack is the only actual gay person on the show, and he's like a horrible representation of gay people. I'm not like that at fucking all. That's horrible. He's so gay, it's like painful to watch. It's funny, but it's like... Dude,
yeah, but
they
he's
need
not
have...
that he's not that gay in real life. Though.
Yeah, but he's actually gay, and he pulls it good enough.
What's wrong with that?
He pulls it off good enough to be annoying as hell. And
yeah, but he's not like that in real life.
The point is, most gay people are not like that, and there's plenty of us out
here. Are you
sure? Hold on. There's plenty of us out here that are normal that happen to like the penis, and I just don't like the way that show represents gay people as all.
I like
being
totals
fags.
And penis.
Oh. Are you gonna let me fucking talk? Don't make me go Stephanie on you. Stephanie's another guest.
Slut.
So anyway, I mean, Will and Grace, it's all right, like but I think it's kind of done. Like, you know, now that all
it's
fucking
been over.
Listen to me. Now that all fucking 10 seasons are out, my God, I had no idea it was on for 10 years. Like, holy Jesus. Go out and buy The Golden Girls instead on DVD.
Oh,
that's way
not even gayer
and way more funny and way like not annoying.
How are you going to say okay.
The Golden Girls is a phenomenally better show than Will and Grace? I think everyone will agree with me on that, listeners. Thank you.
You're crazy.
What? You like Will and Grace better?
No, I'm not saying I like them better, but what I'm sorry, I'm looking two different things. No, but you're saying that Golden Girls is the stereotypical gay show for people to watch.
I'm saying if you're gay and you want to laugh and you're gay and you want to laugh and you're gay, watch Golden Girls. Don't watch Will and Grace because it's funnier and it has nothing to do with annoying gay people.
Will and Grace came out in 1998, so it was 8 years.
When did it end?
2006.
I had no idea. I don't know. I just don't like the music. I don't like the theme song, and I don't like Jack.
They could have like changed up their music, I think.
And it's like, dude, who dresses like that? No gay man who's 30 dresses like a dweeb. He has no fashion sense. He can't be really gay. What's his name? Jack?
Jack.
Yeah. He's not a gay man. He has no fashion sense. He looks horrible all the time.
I like turtles.
Exactly. Okay, we're done. Go ahead. What were we going to say? That's the end of my rant. Let's go.
So Drew and I go out to eat tonight. And we go to Olive Garden, and we get hooked up by our friend Charity.
And he got raped?
No.
In the bathroom by an Italian man?
Unfortunately not.
With a wet noodle?
Sorry,
Fettuccine.
No. So, all right, there's this girl that is the host.
Sorry.
I'd love to have some Alfredo sauce. Right. Alfredo sauce. So
all over your face and stuff.
Whore.
So, all right, there's this hostess that's in a wheelchair, right? So Charity's there, and the girl in the wheelchair comes up to her and says, I have 8 people that I need to seat. And she has, like, she has maybe 3 tables, and she has to put 2 of them together. And the girl was like, well, where are you going to put them? And she goes, well, I'll sit them over there. And she's like, how? She goes, well, I'm going to put the 2 tables together. And she goes, oh, I'll do it. Because obviously you can't. I was like,
bitch.
That's like not even right. Funny. It's funny.
But I was like, I don't, you know, the thing is that she didn't even realize that that came out of her mouth that way.
That's what they all say, damn whores. Oh, well, wait, that's going into their mouth. Never mind.
So after like
that's
a few
Monica
minutes.
That's what Monica Lewinsky said.
Ooh.
I didn't know.
I did not have.
We'll suck a dick up to the hip.
Yes,
up.
Exactly. Thank you, that's Mr. what Joe. She did. So, like, a few minutes later, Charity came up to us and said, I cannot believe you said that to that girl. She's like, what? And I said, you just said that she couldn't do it, and she's in a wheelchair. I was like, that's a disability diss. She goes, God, I'm such a bitch.
Hey, but in Italy, man, we're all family. It doesn't matter. Right? When you hear your
even
family.
With the flies.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say, I talked to Big Fun Drew today, and Big Fun Drew, again, I have to give you props. Because you are one of the few, I don't know, it's just, I have to give him props. He's a gay man.
Has kids.
He's 38. He's not 40. Yes, he's right. He's not 40 yet. But I always give him shit because he's my favorite 40-year-old because he's the only person I don't know that's that old. That... Anyway, I'm done. he's a great guy, and I have to give him props for taking care of his children because he was married. And, you know, I've said this before on the show, but for anybody who doesn't know Big Fun Drew, he's awesome, and I give him huge commendance and kudos for stepping up and being a father, because even lots of straight
you
fathers
just
don't do
put
that.
Your lips around them. Shut up.
No. Maybe, but after the kids leave.
Hey man, that sounds pretty good.
He's hot. I don't know. I mean, he's really good looking for a 38-year-old guy. I mean, I usually don't go that far, but
that far.
I don't know.
You make him sound like Bob Barker or something.
Price is wrong, motherfucker.
Oh.
No, but I just wanted to say hi because he called us up today and he's sick. So feel better, Drew. We love you. And smack them children.
It's going to be getting it's going to be getting cold up where he lives soon.
Yeah. Nipples
Maryland.
Freezing.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. It gets really cold. Well, Igor, you're from New York City, right? So it gets really cold up there too.
And people die from tundra poison.
Tundra poisoning.
I don't know.
So I told Herb that I wanted to, like, when we decide where we want to move, I want to move to Chicago.
Oh my God.
And he's like, no.
I was like, I don't want to get pissed on by R. Kelly. Shit.
He's not from Chicago.
Yes, he is.
No,
that's why he's
he
like,
has a house. He has a house here in Polk County. It's where he got arrested.
A house. He's R. Kelly. He has like 5 houses.
I know, but he got arrested in Polk County for when he,
why
like, peed on that girl.
Why do you think in that song he's like, and I met her at this party in Atlanta? And then he's like,
no, Usher is Atlanta. R. Kelly would be Chicago,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. There you go. Same girl. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. Can you do R. Kelly again?
No.
Because it kind of sounds like your mom's voice. Oh, he's peeing on us. I want to drip. I want to piss on you.
Yeah, that dish.
Drip, drip, drip. Pss, pss, pss.
R. Kelly's doo-doo butter all over his face.
Ooh, let me braid your hair.
Oh, my God. The Prince one was funny. He's like, you and your cronies. Versus me in the revolution. That shit was so funny. And he's like,
I'm going to cook you some eggs.
You want some pancakes?
Bitch.
He's like, game blouses. I don't know why Dave Chappelle is so fucking funny. I don't know what it is about that guy, but he's like a genius comedian. And then he dropped off the face of the earth and went to Africa.
And then came back and then refused like $250 million.
He met like Kunta Kinte there or some shit.
Kunta Kinte.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Chicago seems pretty cool from what I've seen, but from what I hear, it gets fucking hot and then fucking cold and then it's fucking windy. So where the fuck do I go?
Well,
where the fuck do I fit into that? It's too cold, it's too hot, it's too windy.
You'd be all right. It's fucking hot in Arizona and it gets fucking cold in Arizona.
Yeah, but all I gotta shut up. I love Arizona. I can't live anywhere north of Phoenix. It gets a lot colder in Chicago than it does in Phoenix.
Yeah. And?
And I don't
all
have
right, fine.
Burly,
New York.
Like,
New York. New York City, then.
No. It's too cold. I don't have burly, like blubber on my ass like a whale. I can't. It's not going to happen.
Look, this morning we were landing in bed, and he was, like, flexing his stomach. I was like, oh, you're going to have to get rid of some of that. He goes, that shit keeps me warm. I can't get rid of it.
It's just a smidgen. This much. I'll take pictures of my baby fat.
It's hardly any at all.
Yeah.
So
it's more like extra skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, God made my skin larger than my body so I could grow into it.
You know, you're like getting up to like 160, what?
175.
You don't weigh 175,
do
you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, then you've gained a lot of weight since you've moved here. You need to go ahead and start losing 10
pounds, mister.
You need to go ahead and lose that. I can't be with fat people.
That's why you're going to the gym on Monday? Are you going?
I can live with myself. I just don't want to live with another fat person.
So Ricky's going to the gym, and he tells me that I need to stop eating bad food so he can
so
stop.
So I don't eat it.
And
doesn't
it's like,
that make sense?
Bitch, hello. Part of a diet and working out
no,
is
no, let me tell you what is in our cabinet
power.
Right now.
Zebra cakes.
I'm talking. Let me tell you what's in our cabinet right now. 50,000 boxes of Pop-Tarts, 200 cases of cookies.
Zebra cakes.
600 boxes of granola bars.
And one dildo. No, that's in the drawer. Oops.
And a partridge. And
and a partridge in a poopy pear tree.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have in there? We have probably every different kind of juice you could ever think of in our refrigerator.
I'm a big kid, man. I eat shit.
Cool.
Oh, my God. It sounded like a zipper.
I know.
No, it sounded like those I'm going to be a dork. Never mind.
What?
It sounded like those little red guys in the cave on Super Mario World that, like, peek their head up and they're like,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know when you're in the cave? Yeah.
So we just have entirely way too much unhealthy food.
So you need to go to Trader motherfucking Joe's.
We don't have Trader Joe's.
Well, you need to invent one. And call up vegan people and tell them to move down.
I don't want to be with freaks.
I know, right?
Vegans are freaks.
They're like, I'm sorry, I can't eat that fruit by the foot because it has animal bones in it. It's like, so does your face, you bitch. So does your lip gloss,
motherfucker. This is the thing I don't understand about vegans, right? Okay.
Here we go.
This is what I don't understand.
And someone's going to call us up and bitch at us.
Oh, they are.
Dude, whatever.
This is what I don't understand. You know, they're all, natural food, no animal products, no...
And they get religious about it. They
no pesticides.
They criticize everybody for all the animal products that they use.
So
but
my thing is that when you're eating something that's growing out of the ground, I would say 100%, I have 100% knowledge probably that something has died in that ground and you're eating...
And you're eating part of
what,
it.
Yeah, you're part,
yeah,
you're part of the nutrients.
It. Humans eat... Humans eat other animals and living things. It
right.
happens. That's it. That's life.
So if you're growing something from a garden, there's probably a bunch of animals that have died in that garden
plus,
and
like,
been mixed in with the soil.
When you're 80 years old on your deathbed, you're not going to be thinking about all the animals you saved. You're going to be thinking, how the fuck did I get into this hospital
I'm
bed?
Vegan, but I have leather shoes.
Exactly. But no. They could just go to Hot Topic and get a pleather studded belt for $25,000. So... I don't know.
I don't know. I just think vegans are kind of over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetarians, not so bad.
Yeah. Just don't make it a religion, guys, and we won't come after you.
Just like there was this one guy that was a vegan in our class, and he was like,
oh, no, but
we'll
shoot you with hemp bullets.
Right.
We don't want to puncture any skin, right?
Hemp bullets.
Matthew McConaughey, right?
Hemp,
or no, Woody Harrelson, that's who
yeah,
the hemp guy.
Matthew McConaughey.
He was the bongos, right? He was with the bongos and the nakedness,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of hot.
Failure to launch my ass. Whatever.
So, what was I going to say? What was I saying? Something about vegans.
Vegan bitches.
Oh, there was this guy that was in my speech class that was vegetarian.
Let me guess. He had a speech about that.
But he was, he did do a speech about it, but it was all right. It wasn't so preachy.
Okay, cool. Good.
But he goes, and when I go to fast food restaurants, it's kind of hard for me to get anything. Like, if I go to Taco Bell, I get refried beans. And I was just thinking to myself,
dude,
refried
you
beans
be going to Taco
have
Bell
lard
ever.
In them.
Right.
So, and lard come from pigs. So, do you not realize what you're eating?
And the pig bone's going to
retarded.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're weird.
If anybody has any cool information that's actually useful and not preachy so that I don't feel like I'm in the church of the vegetarianism-ism, please call us up and let us know. I am open to any, you know, I mean, as I'm sure I can speak for both of us, we're open to ideas and whatever, but it's just like when people start preaching, it's like, dude, I don't want to hear about that bullshit. It's just like the same thing.
About Jesus?
No. The same thing as we were talking about a couple episodes ago. I don't drink, I don't do drugs, or I don't smoke, but I don't have to preach to anybody about straight edge and all that bullshit, because it's just like, that's me. I don't have to talk about it.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty good.
Exactly. So with veganism or vegetarianism or religion, it all works the same way. I mean, you know, teach their own, you know. So.
Well, I did learn that you actually don't have to drink milk for vitamin D for your skin, you know, for your body.
Yeah, they have it in pills.
Well, you don't even have to do that, because just as long as you spend 30 minutes a day outside in the sun during the summer, your body automatically develops enough vitamin D in its body to keep you for the rest of the year.
And Barbie Malibu tan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
Dude,
I have a Barbie Malibu tan.
Our milk is bad. It doesn't expire until like 3 days from now, but it's already like, because I tried to eat cereal and it made
How's
me
How's it go again? Slow motion.
I can't do it any slower. I did. So what's our time?
We're at 26 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, shit. We have six calls now. Go ahead. First one.
Door number one.
Why, hi, y'all. How you doing?
There's a reverend.
Who is the man that asked you to start sending you facts now? He sounds like he works for the Republican National Committee. Anyway, the new show was wonderful. Mother Cedric is hilarious. She needs to be on every show. I would like to meet her in person. She just sounds like a fun girl to be around. Now, Ricky, what on earth is all this about you wanting to put rubber tips up on a cat's foot? Lord, child. We have to talk about this. Who on earth would do that? I hope everyone there is having a wonderful week. We need to take more pictures of Drew and put them on the website. Let me recommend that now. Preferably in states of undress. Possibly in white, wet underwear. But whatever.
With a poster of Yoko Ono.
All right, monkeys. Talk to you later. Bye.
How fucking country is
so
he?
So that's Jeremiah. Isn't that funny?
He exaggerates a little because I talked to him on the phone and it's like not that much. But, dude, I noticed one of the strongest southern accents in all of the United States is in Mississippi. That's like where it's at. Mississippi and like Arkansas.
What
basically.
He was referring to is when you call the hotline, which I guess a lot of you people don't do this, but you should, 206-984-FOWL. Anyway, when you call, it says, please leave a message or send a fax. Anyway, that's what he's talking about.
Right.
The message. So, all right, next call. Jeremiah, that was funny. We love your accent. And we'll see what we can do about Drew.
Doing the butt.
Do you wear white underwear, Drew? No. Oh. Well, I'm sure white boxers, he'll be all right. We'll get some.
He's like kind of an underwear freak, I think.
You think Drew's an underwear freak?
No.
Jeremiah?
Yeah. He looks that
show. All right, next call.
Hello, Stinky Monkeys. This is Drew, the fun. I'm currently traveling outside of Baltimore, Maryland. I was just trading dirty text messages with Ricky and Herb. They were tag teaming me and
in the butt.
I was also listening to the show, so it was like a little Foul Monkeys overdose. But two things. I was just listening to Mama Cedric laugh at herself, which is great fun. I'm gonna listen to that again. But I was listening to an earlier show today too, which Stephanie brought up fundraisers. Being a parent, I just want to say, sister, I feel you because that shit drives me insane. I already pay you people. Why do you want me to raise money for those that you give a discount to and you don't give me shit? That's how I feel about that. And you just asked people to call in about declawing animals, and I'd have to say I'm all for it.
True.
What the hell? Why not? We used to have a cat when I was little, and we had her declawed. She is an inside cat. The claws don't serve much of a purpose because she doesn't have to fend for herself and she didn't have to get her food. However, every now and then she would sneak out, and every damn time that cat snuck out, she'd bring us a cat, or I mean, she'd bring us a bird or a mouse and be like, hey, bitch, look what I can do. So, declaw them. It, whatever. It's not like they're little baby people. So, yeah. I got to go.
They're just,
have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. Bye.
Okay, Drew, this is what I have to
say
about this.
They're just animals, and then Peter Drew, calls us up like...
This is what I have to say about this. Imagine you pulling your children's first knuckles out of their fingers, because that's what it's like declawing an animal. And my animals are like my children. Excuse me, you're from Baltimore, so it's churin. And they're my churin, and I would never do that to them. I'm sure you wouldn't do that to your churin.
But you were so thinking about that. You're like,
I was, because the new furniture looked really nice.
Let me do the reenactment. We're laying in bed, and he's like, maybe I really want to get that furniture, but I don't know if I want to declaw Noss. I'm like, just do it. He's like, yeah, but I don't. I really want that furniture, though. You're like on the borderline, like Madonna.
I am. I'm still am, but I just feel bad because then I have to sit home with him until it heals up.
Yeah, he already
because you have to take him to the you have to take him to the kitty pan because they can't.
He already bitches enough as it is too. Now he'll be like,
right? Oh, he'd be pissed. Okay, next call.
Hey boys, this is Luke from the Instant Gratification Podcast. I was just calling to say hey. Just checked out the new show today. Cedric's mother, Mama Sid, kept me in stitches pretty much the entire time with her laugh alone. She was hilarious. And I really think you guys need to have her on the show. I mean, granted, she's visiting, but, you know, you should, like, teach her how to Skype or, yeah. I pretty much think that was it. Hopefully we'll be recording episode 5 of our podcast 2 weeks late sometime this week. But, yeah, you guys should check it out. Ricky liked it. At least he said so. So he would stay in my good graces. But, yeah, anyway, love the show, guys. Keep it up. And I will hopefully talk to you later. Bye.
So that was Luke. That's the person that I said was from the other podcast.
So we weren't just listening to Will and Grace?
Shut up. He's nice.
I'm sure, but I could have sworn I heard that ding 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 ding. Fucking, you know, the theme song. I don't know.
Whatever. Luke, you're cool.
I should do that in slow motion. Ding 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 ding.
Check out Instant Gratification. Their podcast is awesome. They're like his partner. Well, I don't say his partner, his co-host, because they're not boyfriends. He's the racist one.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear that.
So, yeah, you should, because it's interesting. All right, next call.
Interestingly scandalous.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. It's Angry Goatee. Just wanted to call and thank you guys for the great show with Mommy Flossie. I enjoyed it. You guys had me cracking up, man, the whole time. But good show. On my way home. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
That's why we're on the third page of iTunes, motherfucker.
He still is alive.
I know, right?
I didn't know he listened anymore. We haven't heard from him in a while.
He's probably too angry busy jerking off to that Lydrinal icon of yours, the one of your ass.
Shut up. Don't tell people that. They'll be looking for it.
It's right there.
Well, don't tell people.
It's right there.
So, yes, actually, some people left us some iTunes reviews, and it put us back up on the third page, but we really want some more. So I want to have, like, and remember the contest for the T-shirt's still going on. So right. We have, like, another week. So go ahead and...
Buzz in like Jeopardy, bitches.
Right. That, too. I just lost what I'm going to say. Oh, leave us reviews. Any review is wonderful, preferably 5 stars.
Tell your friends. My mom, I mean, put it this way. I always allude things to my mom. If my mom is 52 and can play the Wii and kick some ass at golf and bowling and can tell everybody about her son's podcast show with his boyfriend freely and openly without fear, then motherfucking bitch-ass faggot listeners of ours can do it too.
Oh, my God. Not all of our listeners are faggots.
But we love you anyway. But what I'm saying is if a 52-year-old mom, straight woman person can do it, then people who actually listen to the show regularly can do it too. So tell everybody. Just be like, hey, Foul Monkeys, bitch. Write it on mirrors, graffiti it, you know, if you're from the ghetto. You know, whatever you got to do.
License like Henry in D.C., he says, there's only two things I like. I like turtles and I like Foul Monkeys.
Henry. I like the name. It's cute.
Henry D.C.
Henry.
And then we have a few other people. Lisa Liu, Miss Ladybug. Just a bunch of different people. Go on and check out the reviews. You can read them before you leave your own.
We have more calls?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. It's Chris. I haven't called in a while. You know, Chris from Las Vegas. I'm in California now. So I just finished listening to the show featuring Herb's mom.
Is that where he lives now?
I cannot tell you how much fun I had listening to that episode. It was great. I feel kind of sorry for her, for the people in her pool. Come on and join. Wow, yeah. But I can see where Herb gets it. It's great. Keep it up, guys.
Party time, excellent.
So, Igor, you probably don't know, on the last show, Herb's mom was telling us about how she had some visitors at her house, and they were all drinking.
She found them in the pool.
Making out.
And then
they asked her to join them.
Yeah, she was like, you guys need to leave. She was like, no, come on! And the woman's like 45. It's like...
And you're like, she's like, you need to leave.
Yeah. It was like, that was like Dave Chappelle, you know, like the whole Pretty Woman thing where he does like the real life what would happen in Pretty Woman. She's like,
I couldn't make it on my own, and I decided to be a prostitute.
And the guy's like, okay, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And it's like, that's exactly what would happen in the real Pretty Woman. Like, totally. Richard Gere, I swear.
Gerbil man. So what else? Anything else we got to talk about?
I think
reviews.
Yeah.
Telephone calls 206-984-FOUL. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what you sound like. If you sound too girly, we'll make your voice sound deeper if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, we'll make it sound like Unsolved Mysteries. Like, I didn't know what he was doing, and then my pants fell down.
We will slow you down. I don't know really what I saw. Slow.
The lights were flashing. And it was like an apparition, and then Robert Staxel, if you or anyone you know have any information, you know.
Please call 206-984-FOUL.
He was so fucking funny in the airplane. I swear, Robert Stack.
So I guess we'll end it. We're at 36 minutes. It's a little bit over our light session, but we have
it's light.
Recorded.
It's light with a slice of lime, you know, like they do that Pepsi Twist.
And lemon.
Shit. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that sounds good. Refreshing.
It made my head jump.
Which one?
That one's for later, honey.
Slut.
Only in the bedroom. All right.
So if you're a slut, if you sleep with your boyfriend? Oh, okay, Drew. Even thanks. More so. I didn't know. So
this has been Foul Monkeys Light.
Email us.
Which is basically Foul Monkeys episode 114. Email us. The next show we have, Kyle will probably be here.
You're going to give him the email address?
Yeah, foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
They can visit us at
foulmonkeys.com.
And they can go read us our blog at
foulmonkeys.blogspot.com, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway,
my thing is that I sent out an email to everyone that actually can update on the blog, and no one responded back to me. So,
well, you know, I live with you, so that kind of ties things.
And Drew, you were one of them.
I like turtles.
You guys need to update the blog. It's boring.
We need to update our sound effects, too. I can't take that kid anymore.
I like turtles.
Can you make it go,
I like
that's too cutty. Yeah.
I like
too cutty. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, email us, join our Frapper map, check out our MySpace page.
Even though it sucks, I know.
I think it's about it, I think, right?
Oh, and next time I have to tell a story about my friend Jenna, whose ex-boyfriend shot her new boyfriend in the back.
That's crazy.
With an
assault rifle. I know, right?
Yeah, fucking crazy Phoenix shit.
Yes, yeah. It'll make him come back.
Yeah.
So I guess we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And
we be out,
talk
nigga.
To you later.
Keep it fun.
Okay. Keep it fun.